Hello, and God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And my name is Amber, and I live in the UK. And today I would just like to share a testimony with you, or I should say a journey I've been on with God. He is such a loving God, and he loves each and every one of his sons and daughters so much. He has such a great plan and purpose for all of us, and he doesn't let any of us lack any good thing. And he really desires that we prosper, that we're in health, that we're living our best lives, receiving the full package of what is available from him. Like, he is the creator of the heavens and the universe, and he created his children to have a family with them and for them to trust him. And when we trust and rely on him for all things, he truly goes exceedingly abundantly above. And sometimes we don't understand his full picture, but when we just move with him, he shows us great and wonderful things. It's such an enjoyment and such a great life living with God. And there is such a big contrast between not living with God and living with God. And so my testimony is that back last year, 2025, at the end of September, I started to get some thoughts about starting a selling tanning products. Now, this thought or these thoughts were very unusual for me because I don't use tanning products and I don't really know anyone who uses tanning products. It seemed a bit bizarre to me to keep getting these thoughts, but I just thought it was thoughts. I didn't really take heed to those thoughts at that time. But as we were like leaving September and entering into October, these thoughts started to become more loud, more real, and the frequency of them was a lot more. So for example, instead of just having one thought a day, I was having like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 thoughts a day about selling tanning products. And then my spirit, like the spirit that is within me and within you who are sons and daughters of God, was showing me that this was God speaking to me. So I took it to prayer and I said, God, I'm getting these thoughts. It seems really unusual, a bit weird. Don't really understand them. Like me selling tanning products. And you have to remember that I'm really happy, really blessed. I got my little job and my desire is to be full-time for God, is to really have his desires in my life, to do what he desires for me, to live unto him fully, and whatever his plan is for my life, I want to fulfill that with all my heart. I don't want to lean on my own understanding or do my own thing. Like, I really have, my heart is really to just do God's will, and one of those wills I know is to reconcile men and women back to him. And the way that we can do this is by praying for laborers and praying for that one who is going to be a great laborer, who's going to walk in signs, miracles and wonders. And so this is my desire. Like, this is the desire I've given to God over the last 5 years. This is the purpose I feel he's put in my heart. So when I was thinking, so I wasn't looking for business, I wasn't looking for to sell things, I wasn't looking for any other opportunity, but when I took this to God, I knew straight away that it was from him. And don't ask me how I know, I just knew that it was from him. So then I started to speak it out by speaking to my husband, Danny, and I said to him, Dan, I feel like God's wanting me to sell tanning products. And he had a little laugh and we had a giggle together because it is really funny. It's really comical. It really is. And so then I said to God, okay, if this is your will, if this is what you want me to do, it's a bit random, but I'm going to go for it. But you're going to have to show me because I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done anything like this before. You'll have to show me. And then over September, October, November, God just took me on this incredible journey. I started to research people that could create tanning products, that that already designed tanning products. I was in communication with people in America, people in Australia, people in the UK. Now, you have to remember that I don't know anyone, not many people in these. I know believers, like quite a few believers in America. I don't know anyone in Australia. I don't know anyone really in Europe. But God was connecting me and communicating me with all these different people. And some people were saying some really good things and helping me, giving me direction and wisdom, showing me where would be the best thing to go or do for me here in the UK and for what I was expecting. And it was such a wonderful experience, like such a wonderful experience speaking to many different people, and like different people who created different products, learning about what ingredients could go together, what would contract with each other, what would not work together, what people like. Like, it was a great, great experience. And so as I was learning about all of this, it seemed like it was a bit, what's the word I'm looking for? A little bit impossible, because there was minimum order quantities, which were like 1,000, 2,000 quantities of a product. And that would be one product, and it would be very expensive, like very, very expensive, funds that I just didn't have. And really in my heart didn't want to invest that much money, on something I didn't really know about. But at that time, God just kept reminding me that this was his idea. So what did Amber do? Amber thought, oh, I'll just do it in my own strength. I'm not going to worry about doing tanning. Let's go down the skincare route. Like, I know about skincare. I use skincare. It's easier, accessible, many more people. And I was having all these thoughts. And so then I just started looking at people who created and manufactured and did all these with skincare products, like face serums, face creams, facial oils. But, you know, I kept hitting a brick wall. It was hard. And I was thinking, this isn't what God wanted me to do. Like, skincare, why am I going off on my own strength? Why am I trying to figure it out? So I repented, and I mean that word with such joy in my heart. Like, I changed my direction. I said to God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I've tried to do it in my own strength, and I've tried to take the lead. I'm trying to do this, and it's not of you. So I'm refocused. And at the beginning, you have to remember, I did have some doubt of being able to do this with the tanning, because I don't know anything about it. But when I made the decision to be redirected by God to take this project and to really put my heart into it and to let God lead it, wow, guys, the doors just started to open, like doors of different companies, different manufacturers, different labs. Doors just started to open, and here in the UK. So now I've got people who want to help me with my product. And now the next thing is I need to design a label. I need to design the brand. Again, like, what? Who is this Amber? Like, who does this? This is what I felt. And God took me step by step to be able to design a brand. There was a lot of going backwards and forwards with different ideas, really bouncing it off God. He definitely is the director, the CEO. I'm just the employee. I kept going to him like, God, what about this? It was like, no, what about this? Like, it was so wonderful, such a wonderful experience. And that's how we came up with the name Torlux. And my husband did have some input with that also, because Tor wasn't even in my thinking. It wasn't there. And then he came in one day with some names and he said, how about Tor? I think I had the word Lux, but he was like, I had to, and then I put it, and then it was like, yes, like, this is it. Wow, this is it. Everything just started to fit like a hand in a glove. And so then, once that was done, and I really liked the black and the white theme also, like two-toned. A couple of people, designers I went to, they were like, oh, this might not work, but again, I had perfect peace that this was the design. This is what I had to go with. And then what happened is I needed to get a website, you know, somewhere where I could sell the product, somewhere where I could platform the product. And if anyone knows me, I don't have social media. I don't have Facebook. I don't have Instagram. I don't have TikTok. I'm really kind of isolated in that area. I used to have Facebook many, many, many years ago, but I haven't had that platform for now 13 years. Not an interest to me, even though I know there's great doors that can open through these platforms. It's just something that, yeah, it's just something that's not for me. And so a website, even though like I know that TikTok and Instagram are good platforms to be able to sell certain products on. And so the website. So Shopify was one that was good because it gave me the platform I needed for people to be able to buy also. So I needed someone to create me a website. Again, this isn't Amber. Amber doesn't do these kind of things. This is so far away from what Amber knows and is confident in and what she does. I'm very ignorant when it comes to those things. And I'm definitely not an artist. I'm not detailed. And I don't want to keep saying I'm not, because I'm watching my confession. They're not good confessions to have over yourself. But as a whole and how I've lived my life, these are not things that I'm very strong in. That's a more better word. I'm not strong in these areas to be able to design a website. But who am I working for? Who is the chief in all of this? His name's Jehovah. His name is God. Amber, stop trying to take the burden. Amber, stop trying to figure it out. This is not your problem. This is not your business. This is not your thing to carry. So where did I go? Back to my boss. God, help me with my confession. Help me to have confidence in myself. Help me to learn and to grow, just like you've helped me to learn and grow in such a couple of months. So much. You've given me such vast knowledge and understanding on business and products and product manufacturing. Like, what is a website? A website's nothing to you. So God, I relinquish this to you. I give it to you and you do what you need to do. So then I felt inspired to use my mum's Facebook just to put a little shout out to see if anyone could help me design a website. And this guy, he came back to me and he said, I've never used Shopify before, but I'm happy to help you to do it. And if I find that it's not something for me, then I will just tell you, but I charge this amount of money. And it was quite a significant amount. Again, a significant investment. And I said to God, this is a lot of money, God. Like, where's this coming from that he wants? But you're going to have to take care of it. Because on paper, I don't have this to give the man. But I said to him, yes, go ahead, please. This is what I want. This is what I like. This is the kind of theme I'm thinking, you know, natural, organic, natural look and feel, not clinical or cosmetic, you know, more of like a natural feel and all of these things. So he was doing some stuff, but then at like the end of November, he went completely quiet. I didn't hear from him. I wasn't getting any messages from him. He wasn't answering my calls. So again, that happened and it was now the middle of December, but Christmas was approaching. So I said to God, this is strange. I don't know what's happening here, but I'm going to let you, let him contact me. I'll give grace over Christmas and New Year, and then I'll contact him at the beginning of the New Year. So anyway, at the beginning of the New Year, I contacted him, and again, no response. So one final message, I messaged him and said, I really hope you're well and healthy and there's no problems with you. I am a little concerned because you were so effective in your communication and now like you've gone completely silent. All I would like to know is that you're okay. And I fully understand if you can't do the website, I'm going to look for someone else to do it anyway. Well, then he messaged straight back and said, I'm really sorry. I've not been well. Yeah, I think that's good if you look for someone else, which was fine. But now again, I'm at this place like, who's going to do my website? So then, again, I put another shout out, but I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything for the whole of January. Everything went silent. You know, it was just me and God. I was praying. I was very thankful. Like, thank you, God, for this opportunity. Thank you that this is in your hands. Thank you that I don't have to concern myself. Like, this is your business. Like, I'm still doing my normal things. I'm still looking to you for laborers. I'm still very blessed. So I just leave it in your hands, God. Even though it's a little bit hard, because now I'm excited for this. I want to see it really progress. But I'm just going to leave it in your hands, so you take care of it. Well, at the beginning of February, I had a ding come on my phone, and it was this guy, and he said, "Hi, Amber, my name's TJ, and I would like to really help you with this project." I said, "Oh, great, this is what I want, this is what's already happened, da, da, da." He said, "Just leave it with me." And so I was like, "Okay, can you please let me know how much you would like, how much you charge for your services, so I can kind of plan how long will it take?" And anyway, he went silent for 2 days, didn't hear anything. And then the next thing, he's like asking me for my products, pictures of the images of the products that I've got and stuff like this. I had testers at home. So I sent them to him, and again, I asked him how much he would like, and again, he didn't respond. And then he's coming back to me with different ideas. And within like a few days, yeah, he's like created this beautiful, wonderful, lovely, God-given website. Like, I was like, wow, look what you've done. He managed to put my products on there to sell at the price that I wanted. So again, I asked him, like, how much do you want? But the funny thing with this situation is that when he contacted me and I handed over all my details, when he was logging on to my emails and my Shopify, he was logging on from like other countries. So my husband Danny was like, "Amber, this is a bit concerning. Like, why is he doing that? Like, he has access to our information." But I just had great peace. I just had great peace that he was all right. He was a good guy. Again, in this day and time, you cannot put your trust in anyone. And I do not put my trust in man. My trust is in God. And because this journey was with God, I just had this perfect peace. And then, so I messaged him and I said, "Oh, I'm a bit concerned that you're opening up my Shopify account in this country, that country." Then he explained why he was doing that. And then he said to me, "Here is my ID. Here is my home address. Like, you have no concerns with me. I just really want to help you out." So again, I said, "Okay, well, how much do you want?" And he ripped back and he said, "Amber, I want to do this for free. I just really feel I should do this for you." I don't know who this guy is. I don't know him. I've never met him. We're just communicating on a Facebook Messenger. Yeah, it's not very safe, guys, so I don't recommend you to do that. But for me, this was God. This is all God, like him taking the reins. And so the website started to come together, and then I was able to contact my manufacturer and say, "Look, I'm ready to get things moving." I did open up a TikTok, an Instagram, and a Facebook page, which I'm really trying to get my head around. So if anyone got any marketing ideas, if anyone out there knows anything about marketing or selling, or, you know, you have any tips, or God is inspiring you to help with this mission, then like, please reach out, because not that I need to ask anyone that anyway, because God has it all. But I have these platforms that I'm a bit alien to. I'm just like, "Oh, okay, God, like, let's see you work your stuff here then, God, like, you do it now." And so I do have these platforms, but I'm just really desiring these sales to just boom on the Shopify, on the main website. Not much marketing from my part. And like I said to God, like, "You have to do this. Like, you're the one who's led me to do it. I'm just being obedient." And so as of last Tuesday, I went live with torluxtanning.co.uk. And again, I'm still in a bit of shock, in excitement. There has been times when it was a little bit discouraging, especially when I would walk into our big cosmetic store and there was like tanning products by so many celebrities, so many influencers. Like, I went into one shop and they had 4 rails of tanning products, and I was like, "Oh God, like, that's a lot." And again, I would have that reassurance in my heart, like, is me doing this. I'm bigger than any celebrity. Like, God is bigger than any celebrity, any influencer. Like, he's the biggest influencer ever known. He created the influencers, you know? So again, throughout all of it, each time discouragement would come, or the feeling lack of confidence would come, or feeling like I wasn't worthy or good enough to do this, like, God would always come, bang, with such great encouragement, which would always put a smile on my face. And those times of discouragement didn't last very long, like minutes, seconds, sometimes maybe hours, but it definitely didn't go into days. God instantly just give me encouragement, excitement, joy, every time I lent my heart back on him. When my mind tried to figure things out, when my mind looked at the situation or the circumstances, then those thoughts would come. But every time I turned my heart back to God, like, no, God, this is of you, I just have this overwhelming joy and peace. And this is the testimony. Like, now we'll see. Now we will see that this will be a global, successful, award-winning tanning business. Designed and created by God. I cannot take any credit whatsoever. All I can do is say that I was obedient to the voice that God spoke in my heart, and it didn't seem very spiritual. I still don't really understand it, but the greatest thing is I don't need to understand it. But I do know that God really wants us to prosper and to be in health, and he will bring multiple avenues of income to us, and he will use our faith, and he will use where we're at to bring such great things from us. And I said to God throughout all of this process, God, if there's just one person that is impacted by this testimony, by this vision, by this journey, by this Torlux tanning, just one person, you know, I would be so, so very grateful. Because for me, I'm not just looking at it as a tanning company. You know, I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. I'm not here to flatter with the world. I'm here, my job is to reconcile men and women back to God. And who knows, only God knows the doors that this will open to reconcile men and women back to him, you know, to speak about God, to speak about his goodness, to share of his love, to share of his power, to share the ability and capability that we have as sons and daughters. And for me, I know, especially here in Bristol, in the UK where I live, there's going to be so many people that know me, know that I'm just such a happy-go-lucky person. You know, I'm so easygoing. I don't really overthink things too much or get too involved with anything. But they'll see that I'm quite simple in my living, that they're going to look and see, like, wow, like, that Amber, that girl, is like, this has happened. And then it's going to be such a witness unto God. It's going to be such a witness of the power and ability and awesomeness of God. And I'm just so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so encouraged. I'm so thankful that God has put this desire and this vision in my heart. Because, like I said, this would have never have been on my agenda. This would have never have been on my to-do list or my way of bringing in finances. But from 2020-21, I've always said to God, like, my life is in your hands. Like, whatever you want to do from me, I'm ready. Do through me, I'm ready. Whatever you want me to do, I'm ready. Like, my life is to live unto you. And I just love you so much, God. And so I just feel like this is maybe just me being obedient right now. Obedient to that still small voice, you know, hearkening diligently unto the voice of the Lord my God, who has made me the head and not the tail, has made you the head and not the tail, has really made all grace abound towards you. And I'll do another sharing because I don't want this being too long, but I feel that this has started through God encouraging me over the last, through my minister. I have to give credit as well to my leader, Mr. Lawrence Tor, where I receive words from God. He encouraged us maybe a few years ago just to speak in tongues much, like to speak in tongues a lot more than what we're doing. And I've always spoken tongues a lot, but I really dedicated my life, especially over the last year, to give God a lot longer than what I was given in the speaking in tongues area. And I know I know with full assurance it was through the speaking in tongues, opening me up to the Spirit of God working through me, that helped me to hear God so clear. And it wasn't an audio voice. It wasn't like God had a microphone and he was like, Amber, you need to do this. It was so subtle, and it was so subtle I could have missed it. And I nearly did miss it. And to be honest, I tried to run away from it. I felt like Jonah in a weird way, because I tried to run away from it. Just like, no, God, I don't want to do this. Like, this isn't for me. Like, tanning? Like, are you crazy, God? Like, of course you're not crazy, but I feel crazy right now. And but nobody, no child of God is crazy. And God really does speak to us, and he leads us, and he directs us. And he fulfills such great things in our life, and he opens doors that no man can shut. And he takes us on an incredible journey where we go from faith to faith, glory to glory, where we're manifesting his love, his perfectness in all that we do. So don't let any voice distract you from the plan and the purpose God has put in your heart. Don't let anything discourage you from doing the things God says is available for you to do. And you know, right now, I've sold 2 things. But that doesn't matter, you know. I'm not looking at the products at the home. I'm not looking at everything. I'm just looking at God. I'm like, well, it's here. It needs to go. I'm ready to post it. So now you do. And now this is going to be the next stage of seeing this all come to pass in such a great way. Because I know these sales without the social media platforms at the moment, until they start to progress and until God does something special there, that that through the website alone, that so many sales are going to take place. And it's not going to be by my effort or my strength, but all glory and praise to God. And the other thing I wanted to say about TJ, the guy with the website, yes, he offered his services for free. And yes, he would not give me his bank details. But I did say to him, if you don't give me your bank details so I can pay you something, I'm going to come and put it through your door. So I do hope that you've given me the right address, because an envelope of money is going to go to the wrong address. He was like, oh, no, don't do that. But he was like, it is my address, but no. So he sent me his bank details, and I was able to send him some money, because it was his time. And every person is worthy of their labor. Like, I really believe that with all my heart. And I know God wouldn't wanted me. But you know then what I was able to do? The rest of the money that was going to take, so the money for the website, I was able to take a portion to give to this young man. But the rest then I was able to sow to God, to honor God. Like, I actually honored God first, and then what was left I was able to give to this man for creating my website. So even in the midst of all this, I was even able to sow a big amount unto God. For him to just give such thanks to him. I was like, thank you, God. And so, yeah, I don't want to say I don't know where it's going, because I do know where it's going. It's going to be great. It's going to be global. It's going to be successful. It's going to be award-winning. And I'm just excited to watch how God brings all that to pass. So this was in my heart to share. And I love you all, and God bless.